Now, we actually don't have any update. There's no breaking news. There's no anything. We are at a little bit of a standstill right now. So for those of you that don't know, there were 10 inmates that escaped. 5 of them have already been caught. So with no update to give you guys, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're heading into a 3-day weekend. I'm guessing a really busy 3-day weekend down in New Orleans. I mean, everybody that they have caught has been in the New Orleans area. It's not like they caught one of them and they were in Arizona. It's not like they caught one of them and they were in Utah. I mean, that's what would have happened if I had been one of these people. I told you guys, if they had caught me, I would have been in the mountains in Montana and I'd look like Sammy Sosa. That's what it would look. That's what would have happened if it was me. But that's not me. So I'm going to set the over-under right now, 1.5. When we all get back to work on Tuesday morning, when you're pulling up your laptop for that first Zoom meeting at 9 o'clock on Tuesday, when you're strolling into the office, when you're getting that cup of coffee Tuesday at 8:15 from your local Starbucks, I'm going to set the over-under at New Orleans inmates arrested at 1.5. Are you taking the over or the under?
I think I'm going to take the over. Yeah, I'm going to take the over. Over is going to be the play, and here's why. It's what you just said. All the people caught have been caught in New Orleans. I don't know. I've never been in New Orleans on Memorial Day. But I imagine New Orleans in a long weekend is going to be a vibe. It's going to be a party.
I'm assuming a lot is going on down there. I haven't been down there during Memorial Day weekend, but I've been down there for other big-time weekends. And yeah, that's it.
I also don't know the weather, but let's just assume it's nice because it's more likely than not it's nice in New Orleans. I think these criminals, which have not had the foresight to get out of the area, are going to think to themselves, hey, the heat's finally dying down. I'm going to have myself a time in New Orleans because it's a great time to be in New Orleans. And 2 of them are going to get popped. One of them's going to be walking around Bourbon Street, and one of them's going to be like a big cookout somewhere in the French Quarter, and we're going to get 2 popped. Because of their stupidity and the impending party vibes, I'm combining the 2 things, and I think multiple get caught. So give me the over of 1.5 inmates this weekend.
I mean, if you're doing that, I'm being serious. If your plan is to hang out at Bourbon Street this week, you might as well start walking back to the prison.
One of them took an Uber.
You might as well start walking back to the prison. You think you're going to walk around Bourbon Street, and I know the police presence is going to be high for a couple reasons. There was a terror attack at the very beginning of 2025, and there's fugitives walking around the streets. That doesn't seem very good for tourism right now, that literally murderers escaped from the local jail and are walking around Bourbon Street because some of them were recently caught down here. I know the police are going to be down there. You down there getting a hand grenade? You might as well walk back to the prison. You might as well walk back. Hey, you know what? I've had a fun week. I was free. It's time for me to go back because I'm going to jail. You cannot be down there. You can't. I'm going to go under. I think they get 1. Somebody's slipping up this weekend. I don't know who. Somebody is slipping up in New Orleans. I don't think they get 2. Now, I think they're catching all of them before June 1. I think next week, this has gone on long enough. All right, we're up in the manpower. We're up in the reward. That's all you got to do. Right now, the reward's like $20,000. Up that bad boy to like 50 or 75. The tips that are going to be coming in. Hey, I saw Tyrone down the street. Tyrone was in the backyard throwing a football around. I'll take you over there for that $50,000, for that $75,000. Once they up the reward, they're going to start getting more leads and more tips.
I just feel like based on everything we know about the ones who have been caught, you are overestimating their intelligence. Carrington made the story yesterday. One of them took an Uber. One of them called his girl, said, hey, I need an Uber. She got him an Uber. And then immediately the Uber driver was like, oh, that's so-and-so, one of the inmates. Dropped him off and called the police.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
If you are dumb enough to get in an Uber, if you're thinking to yourself, hey, the safest spot is a block away from the prison, then you're probably not thinking rationally. And I'm assuming if you've been free for a week, you're probably dumb enough to think, oh, I'm safe. And there's safety in numbers is probably what you're also thinking if you're that dumb. and you are going to go grab a hand grenade on Bourbon Street, and you're also going to grab new cuffs because you are headed back to prison.
It doesn't even make sense to me. If you're going to get in an Uber, like, you got to have that Uber take you to, like, Baton Rouge. You had this Uber drop you off down the street. You had the Uber pick you up at the Sprint Center and drop you off in the Waldo area? What?
It wasn't even that long. It'd be like if I was like, hey, I need to take an Uber. I'm going to go from Sprint Center basically to Liberty Memorial. I'm safe now.
It's not smart. You're taking the over 1.5.
Taking the over 1.5.
All right, I'm going to take the under. I'm going to take, give me one. I think one of them is getting caught Sunday.
I also think the reward.
He not even going to make it to Monday. I think one of them is getting caught by Sunday.
I also think, although the reward right now isn't super lucrative, if one of them's on Bourbon Street, hey, that's free money. That's a free weekend.
Y'all not really serious about catching these dudes if the reward is $20,000. You read the rap sheets on some of these dudes? We got to get these men off the street. This is a danger to the community. Y'all got to get your funding up.